Couple of announcements I forgot. If you happen to be on the Taylorville Correctional Great Banquet, you start team meetings tonight at 6 o'clock, just so you know. And Jody, where are you? Spicy Grove, right? Spicy Grove, that's where you go. We're going to dance up here? What are we going to do? I've got that sermon's coming, by the way. I'm going to need some girls up here for dancing, but that's not today.
I'm going to Jamaica with my boots on. Yeah, I won't be wearing gold in Jamaica.
Okay. This is the majority of the people that are going to Jamaica. We're missing some. But we wanted to announce a few things. Coming up on the 23rd, before Wednesday night dinner, we're going to have a chicken dinner fundraiser. So it's a suggested donation of like $10 for adults, $5 for kids. And we'll probably put a cap on families because some of you might have.
This is on a Wednesday night?
It's on a Wednesday night.
At 5 o'clock, the 23rd.
The 23rd. Catering from everybody's Eastern Grove. So it'll be nice and yummy. And then outside, we have Bible study notes or sermon note journals. It is a suggested donation of $12, and the proceeds go towards Spicy Grove. Pam Haycraft said she's been using hers for about 2 weeks, and she loves it. And then if you haven't noticed already, there are tubs and suitcases out in the middle of the atrium. There is a board that has little stars clipped to it. Those are things that we are looking for donations. We have, as part of the mission, we're taking supplies to Spicy Grove. So they go to different programs. Some are for before and after school. Some are for, like...
During school?
During school. staff, whatever it is. But if you'll take those... some have asked, like, how much they need to give. It's whatever you want. Just take one off if you want to give 100 stickers or 10. It's whatever you want to give. And then lastly, we're coming pretty close. We're about 4 weeks away from leaving on this trip. And so we're closing in. So if you have felt led to give toward this trip or if you want to give towards a specific person, just let Janine or I know, and we'll make sure that that happens. But we want to thank everyone so far that has given and helped support us in some of the fundraisers that we do. And we're excited because we already have plans for a trip next year. So if you didn't get in on this trip and you're thinking you want to be on next year's trip, make sure you come see me. Thanks.
You going to do about the same time next year?
Probably.
During the winter when there's snowing here? And it's yucky weather. Okay, good. That's motivation for me. I don't know about you folks. The message that is in the bulletin is not the message of the day. I finished the Gift of Uncertainty about Thursday afternoon. I saw the weather, and I said, this is uncertain whether there's going to be any church on Sunday or not, the way it was looking. And so I decided I would kind of throw something else together because I figured a couple hundred might miss church. And so if you have a notebook that you write in, we'll just call this one a lesson in physics. Okay? So let's pray. Lord, I ask that you talk to us today and that just speak to us in the ways that you can. In Jesus' name, amen. If you were here on Christmas Eve, the title of the message on Christmas Eve was Seek the Child to Bless It. And in the context of that message, I also kind of flipped, said, the year of 2019 is the year of seeking the child to bless it. And every one of us here has an 8-year-old inside of us. There's a little kid inside of me, and it doesn't matter what your age. You know, when I look at people, I realize that there's a child inside of us, And I think we need to seek the child inside of us this year to bless it. And in some ways, this is kind of a retro message in physics that we're going to kind of look at the child. I'll give you the physics lesson for the day. A body in motion tends to stay in motion. A body at rest tends to stay at rest. That was given to us by Sir Isaac Newton a couple hundred years ago or whatever. A body in motion tends to stay in motion. A body at rest tends to stay at rest. So I wonder, how many of you have ever been sledding? Oh, good. That's good. We're in good shape. About 2 miles from where I grew up, which was on the west side of Decatur, Illinois, there is a golf course. Its name is Scoville. Anybody played golf at Scoville Golf Course before? Any of you gone sledding at Scoville? Okay, well, good. So we're okay in terms of that. I want to talk to you about sledding today and give you a lesson in physics. Scoville Golf Course is one of those places that has a lot of hills in it, and there's one particular hill, and I don't know, I haven't been out there. I played golf there in the last 20 years one time with Brad Veach, and he said he'd never take me golfing again because I bring his game down so much. But golfing is not my thing, but I remember when I was in high school, we went sledding at Scoville Golf Course. Now, I don't know if it was legal or whether they tried to run in, but there was quite lots of people that would go out there. And whoever designed the golf course didn't take care of the hills. There's one hill, and right down near the bottom of the hill, ways away from it, there's a creek that runs through the golf course. And it's about I don't know what it's like now, but it was about an 8 or 10 foot drop off, and you had to hit the ball over the creek. Well, anyway, we used to go sledding. When I was in grade school, we went to Fairview Park, and some of you remember where Lincoln's Cabin was up on that hill before they moved it. Well, we used to slide down that because in grade school, you don't need that big a hill to get a lot of thrills out of it. But when I was in high school, we went to Scoville Golf Course, and a lot of times we went at night. And I thought about it. Actually, I thought about it yesterday because that was the kind of snow that we really liked when we were growing up. Anyway, we would go to Scoville Golf Course and go sledding out there. Now, some of you have done that, right? When we would do this, we would try to reach the creek, but nobody could reach the creek. And so we would always try. We'd get running starts and all kinds of things and try and get there. Well, across the street from me, there was a kid by the name of Clipper Kramer. Isn't it interesting how you get nicknames, Clipper Kramer? His name was Jim, but we called him Clipper, Lud's son. His father's name was Ludwig. Ludwig Kramer, good German stock. Anyway, we were out there, and he was out there with us, and we didn't really care a whole lot about this kid. He was kind of a bully and everything. But he must have waxed his sled. Now, we weren't using the discs, and we weren't using the plastic thing. We were using the good ones with the rails on them, you know? And he must have waxed them or something because he went running down there, and we watched him go. And he kept getting closer and closer, and he didn't seem to be slowing down at all. And he made it to the creek. And he went over. Now, one of the things that I know about, this is also chemistry, by the way. I graduated in chemistry and physics, so I know about this. You know, in the winter, water gets hard. and the creek was hard. And poor Clipper, he hit that thing going 90 miles an hour, and he went over that, and we're up on the hill, and we hear it clear up there, this crunch, and he didn't get come up out of it. And so we went down there, and we found him laying on the creek, and we called an ambulance. We had to take him to the hospital because he'd been knocked unconscious. And, I mean, he could have broken his neck for all we know. Anyway, we got him to the hospital, and he was just knocked silly, as it turned out. And when he woke up, he couldn't remember anything. He couldn't remember the previous week. He couldn't remember Scoville Golf Course or being there. He was lucky to remember his name, I guess, if you went Clipper. But he was the only guy I ever saw make it to that creek. And he couldn't even remember it. It's terrible. I don't know where he is today. True story. Anyway, I tell you this because I want to talk about sledding today, and churches a little bit, and Christians. And I want you to think about that time when you were young and you went sledding, and because there's a child in each one of us that needs to understand that. That time in my life was carved in my memory. I remember it. It was the nighttime, and it was a full moon, too. We had a clear sky, and it was a full moon, so you could really see down there. And I'll never forget that experience. Also, it was a big hill. And the feel when you're just getting ready to go, and you kind of lean into it, and you begin that start down that hill. And I don't know if you've ever been sledding, but that sled poised at the crest of the hill, about to begin to fly down that hill, is a thrill. And here's your physics lesson for the day. It is an image of potentiality. It is an image also of Christians. It's an image of the church. It can be an image of us as a congregation as well. But I want you to think about your childhood and that childlike moment when you were doing that. You see, the sled, as it sits motionless at the crest of the hill, possesses what is called potential energy. That energy is all stored up into that sled and into you. And to actualize that energy, you have to get it moving. It was energy similar to the energy that's stored when a pile driver, if you ever seen a pile driver dropped, where that potential energy that is stored in that happens. Or water, when it goes over a dam, potential energy becomes actual energy. It's stored and waiting to happen, by the way. But it hasn't yet happened. It's not actual energy. That's the way it was with those sleds, motionless at the top of a snowy hill. And now I think that's the way it is for some of us at times as well. We have potential energy, but to transform that into actual kinetic energy comes from a Greek word that means motion. I know that we start our team meetings tonight for Taylorville. In a few weeks, we're going to have three other great banquets groups starting. We have the women's prison starting. We have this group that's going to Jamaica in about a month or so, to the Spicy Grove Orphanage down there, our school. We have a group in this church that is going to Mexico in about 3 weeks or so, in terms of that. To get ready for those things, you have to utilize the energy. And I always remember that in sledding, if you've gone down the hill, you then have to go back up the hill. And sometimes that's trudging up there, and it's slippery, and it's not always an easy thing to drag that sled up the hill. And I also remember that sometimes there were littler kids, and we would have to drag their sleds up too and step besides ourselves. One of the things that we have to do is we have to store up the energy again to get ready to get the thrill. And one of the things that is happening and will be happening around here is we'll be climbing the mountain or climbing the hill to get ready to do the work. Kinetic energy is energy in motion. It's an action like a clock swinging the pendulum. It's like the pile driver when it is dropped. It's the action of water flowing over a dam. It's the action of a sled when it whooshes down a slope into wherever. It's the action of a Christian moving off dead center and beginning to do the work before the thrills. It's like the sailing ship when the wind changes and there's a change in the weather and the wind catches the sails and potential energy is turned into kinetic energy. Now, I remember at Scoville standing up there on the top of that hill, and I was looked down, and I watched him go down and everything. But you know what I know is, why do you think God gives us mountaintop experiences? He gives us mountaintop experiences so that we can see what's going on down there around us. He gives us mountaintop experiences to give us a particular message in terms of that. And I know people who have had mountaintop experiences, but sooner or later, you got to get on that sled, so to speak. You can be filled with all kinds of plans, but sooner or later, you actually have to actualize what God shows you in terms of your life. You know, you have to do the work. The energy of getting up the hill is doing the work that goes with it. I want to read to you from 1 Corinthians chapter 13. It's pretty standard stuff. It has to do with the gifts of the Spirit. And everybody here has at least one. Now, concerning spiritual gifts, brethren, I do not want you to be uninformed. You know that when you were heathen, you were led astray to dumb idols, however you may have been moved. Therefore, I want you to understand that no one speaking by the Spirit of God ever says, Jesus be cursed. And no one can say, Jesus is Lord, except by the Spirit. Now there are varieties of gifts, but the same Spirit, and there are varieties of service, but the same Lord, and there are varieties of working, but it is the same God who inspires them all in every one. To each is given the manifestation of the Spirit for the common good. To one is given through the Spirit the utterance of wisdom, and to another the utterance of knowledge according to the same Spirit, to another the faith by the same Spirit, to another gifts of healing by the one Spirit, to another workers of miracles, to another prophecy, to another the ability to distinguish between spirits, and to another various kinds of tongues, to another the interpretation of tongues. All these are inspired by one and the same Spirit who gives to each one individually. Spiritual gifts have to be used. Sooner or later, you have to do the work. You have to climb the hill in order to exercise the energy that you have stored up. For these gifts to be used, God gives us the ability to use them. But If your gift is service, then you ought to be one who serves. If your gift is preaching, then you ought to preach strongly and vigorously. If your gift is money, give to others to help others. You know, it's all these kinds of things. But one of the things I know is that when I prepare a Bible study on Wednesday night, when I prepare a sermon on Sunday morning, I know this, that's climbing the hill. You have to do the work. Those of you who have ever served on a great banquet team or maybe serving on one this spring, what we do in terms of the preparation is climbing the hill in order that when we get to the top, we can let go of the energy that we have stored up in terms of our preparation for that kind of thing. When these folks get up here and lead us in worship, they are also practicing in order to be able to lead us in that worship. And that's when, on Sunday morning, you're going down the hill. Now, we could think about this, but this is what I know in terms of physics, is that a body in motion tends to stay in motion, and a body at rest tends to stay at rest. When it comes to your worship and your work in terms of serving God, you know, it's easy. A body in motion tends to stay in motion. You know, when you get into the habit of going to church, you tend to stay in that habit. When you sit at home and you miss a Sunday, like there were 150 missed this service, there's a tendency to say, well, I've done it once, I can just sit. And a body that is not in motion tends to stay not in motion. You know, as we work this thing in terms of who we are as God's people, and we want to experience the grace that God has given to us, and also the things that he wants to reveal to us, we have to have the motivation to do the work, which is to climb the hill, in order to produce. I know this, that if you sit down and you don't do anything with your life, you're not going to get any signs from God. If you sit down and you don't do anything, God is not going to show you anything. And this is the lesson in physics for each of us. If you sit, you will have a tendency to stay seated. The threshold energy to get moving is what's really important. And I think about that when I was a kid. I was in high school when we went to school, but I was a grade schooler when I went over to Fairview Park. I know this, that you could get to that top of that hill, though, and you can look, and you can stay there, and you can see everything that is happening, because a mountaintop experience sometimes is a good thing to see. But I also know that if you continue to stay there, you're going to miss the thrill that goes with it. And that's all I have to say about that. Just remember, there's a child in you. Some of you could probably go sledding. Some of us, I'm old enough now that it would probably break me. But there's a child in here that would do it if he could. Let's pray. Lord, I ask that you would help us to understand the truth that a body in motion tends to stay in motion, and a body at rest tends to stay at rest. In Jesus' name, amen.